Welcome to KABU, Tamara Dawit.
Thank you for having me on.
Working between Canada and Ethiopia, Tamara Dawit is a film producer and director and runs the production company Gobez Media, which produces Ethiopian film, TV, digital, and music content. Dawit directed Finding Sally, which had its North American premiere in 2020 and is screening on March 4th as part of the virtual Cascade Festival of African Films program here in Portland. Tamara, this film is quite riveting and unfolds as a personal journey of self-discovery as you travel to Ethiopia, the native country of your parents, to uncover a painful part of that family history and the disappearance of a beloved Aunt Salamawit or Aunt Sally. And this convention of the personal journey departs in some interesting ways from the conventions of this same genre. The journey to a place that is both foreign and familiar, that operates at both personal and political levels. Start by talking about what you sought to convey politically and personally through this documentary project and how you conceived of the story.
Sure. I think for me, it's that I wanted to understand why I had an aunt that I knew nothing about. On the one hand, I wanted to really investigate the facts of her life. And on the other hand, I wanted to understand why had my family, whether intentionally or unintentionally, not mentioned her to me? Why was there this emotional baggage related to Sally? And why was she sort of the missing voice in the narrative of the family history? And I realized really quickly that this wasn't something, you know, only specific to my family. This was something as well that affects many other Ethiopian families in this history of secrecy and silence around things that are traumatic and painful. So those were really my investigative goals to try and unpack and understand.
There are many stories that involve uncovering a traumatic part of family history, and often it's related to a shameful secret or a betrayal of some sort, as well as a loss. But part of what I found so compelling about your documentary is it's really a proud story too, and it's not a conventional trauma narrative. These are strong women. The women are the chroniclers of that history, and they are recovering in many ways a proud part of the family history. It doesn't draw on many of the trauma conventions that are common in films.
Yeah, I would agree with you, certainly. And I think that, you know, the process of making the film for my grandmother, for my aunts, was an opportunity for them to actually think about their sister, think about themselves in terms of their relationship with her, and realize that it's okay to talk about her and that we actually have wonderful, fond memories about her. We're proud of her. Maybe there's some regrets we have in terms of how we interacted with her or things we said or didn't get time to say. But I think it's just that, you know, it was a painful experience for them when Sally was missing. And, you know, this was also a period when Ethiopia was under a brutal military dictatorship, and it was not encouraged or even safe to talk about people like Sally who were opposing the government. So when you know it's dangerous to remember her, when you know it's dangerous to mourn your sister or to celebrate her, it becomes a habit. And then I think that's exactly what happened. They didn't not tell me about her because of some intention to hide it. It was just part of a pattern of this is something that's happened to us and we're not to talk about it. And I think it's only in the last decade that Ethiopians have started talking about this period.
There are habits of silence that are tied to political repression, but also require a condition for the recovery of memory. And you're talking about your own role as a family member and documentarian, a daughter, a niece, coming to this place and creating this space for both recovering memory and creating an account in a way.
Yeah, and I think I also had maybe a heightened degree of access or privilege to push my family to investigate and interrogate these memories because I grew up in Canada. As much as I'm Ethiopian, I'm also Canadian. And as a member of the diaspora, maybe I'm a bit more bold and blunt than had a Ethiopian-born and bred filmmaker approach this project in the same way? I mean, I frequently get questions, you know, how did you ask that of your aunts? How did you get them to talk about this? And I think a lot of it has to do with me being Canadian and how I was raised to be really blunt.
Yeah, also that insider-outsider position, and that many of your aunts were very modern women by conventional standards and had lived in various places, fairly cosmopolitan, very articulate.
Yeah, my family was raised differently, certainly my aunts, than many other Ethiopian women of their generation. I mean, one of the things one of my aunts told me when I was doing research from this was that her parents, specifically my grandfather, raised them as if they were men. And he told them that you are the same as any man, you are no different. So that did give them maybe a heightened level of confidence as they entered adulthood and how they saw their position in the world and their ability to lead their lives and create change. And I think that's exactly how you end up with an individual like Sally that really is laser focused on going after what she thinks is important.
Sometimes there's a space granted women in narrative and documentary films to tell a personal story of hardship and suffering, but not to venture into the large scale landscape of war and resistance. And I so much appreciated your positioning women as the chroniclers of this political history. And also, it wasn't a right-wing reaction to communist military dictatorship there, which often happens where you have stories coming to North America or reactionary movements in response to brutal periods of repressive communist regimes. What was your sense of the politics of what you tried to bring to what is a very complex history, and where you use the family story as this brilliant window into that complex history without being reductionistic about it? What was your interest in conveying the politics of that history as they relate to the contemporary upheavals in Ethiopia?
Yeah, I mean, I think two approaches. One, I really wanted to tell the story only from a female point of view, because I think women remember history differently and with more complexities and nuances than men. And when we look at this period in Ethiopia of the Red Terror and the revolution, most of the memories that are documented are from a male perspective. So that, for me, first of all, was very important. And then when it comes to looking at the political history, the political landscape of that period, I wasn't trying to do the film with a specific political agenda. I wanted Sally's voice to be in the film in terms of what her ideology was and her party. But I really wanted to try and focus on the facts, the hard facts we know of what happened. What was the brutality of the Derg military dictatorship? What were the aspirations of the EPRP? And also realize that there's a lot of political background that can't necessarily fit into a film, and to try and offer more context for viewers through the film's website. So those were sort of my objectives from a content perspective and a voice of the film. And I think my aim in making the film was also that I realized young Ethiopians today don't have access to information on what happened in the 1970s. They don't have an understanding of what those aspirations for, what the ramifications were of what happened in that time. And I think it's important to, you know, look over our shoulders, look in our rearview mirror and understand what's happened in the past and what lessons can we learn from that and how can we apply critical thinking going forward. And this is all incredibly, incredibly important today in Ethiopia because of the situation politically in the country and because the country is heading into a federal election.
And I think often the revolutionary left, or what some might call the radical left or the far left, gets collapsed into a very narrow window of representations. And here you have the repressiveness of the Soviet-backed military dictatorship and the Red Terror, but you have her voice as part of the Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Party, the EPRP. You brought into view some of the tensions and differences within the revolutionary left, and that she was kind of a bearer of possibilities that were brutally crushed and not realized in that period. And I think at the end, you do speak to that.
For me, the film is, as much as it's about the brutality of that period, it's also about hope. The EPRP and Sally and her peers had a lot of hope and aspirations for the country that unfortunately largely were not met for a number of reasons because of what happened in the revolution. And I think young people today have many similar aspirations and hopes. I think it's about looking backwards at the same time as going forward and learning from our history and realizing sometimes maybe we don't have to always reinvent the wheel, but we have to be really clear and really engaged in terms of what we want going forward.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Tamara Dowitt, director of Finding Sally, that will be part of our beloved Cascade Festival of African Films, an institution that has a big following here in Oregon. And you'll be available for a Q&A on March 4th after the screening. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And we look forward to seeing you again during the screening Q&A. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.